I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
All right, this is Pete Rock here with Gamertag Radio, here at E3 2015. Finally got my hands on the division, been looking forward to this moment for 2 years now since you guys announced it, and was able to track down one of the developers. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Fred, the executive producer on The Division.
All right, tell me about The Division, or tell our listeners about The Division.
So The Division is an online, open-world action RPG that takes place in New York City that's been ravaged by a pandemic. And you're sent in there as an agent of The Division to try to take the city back from criminal gangs and, you know, newly formed factions.
Okay, so you say it's kind of like an RPG open world. So in the demo that we played, it ran around, appears to be New York City in a state of distress. But there was a bunch of Christmas lights all over the place. Can you explain that?
Well, the idea is that the terrorists started releasing the virus on Black Friday, end of November. So this is a couple of weeks into December, you know, when Christmas is just around the corner, or it might already have just happened. It was important for us to try to convey the sense of Christmas decorations just being left, you know, as they were put up. Nobody took the effort to take them down, right? Have lots of other things to worry about, like surviving. So it's a way for us to kind of tell the gamers what time of the year the game takes place.
Okay, so in the demo that I played today, it was called Dark Zone. Can you explain what Dark Zone is?
Absolutely. So the Dark Zone is a large walled-off area in the center of the game world. And essentially, you're moving seamlessly from your regular gameplay. You know, you can play one up to four people what we call the co-op zone. And then once you enter the Dark Zone, it's a public space. You can meet other players. You can form new teams, you can fight other teams, or you can collaborate to basically try and get the best loot out of the Dark Zone. And once you did that, you can equip it to your character and you carry it with you all over the game.
And I noticed it was seamless. Like, it was literally, I'm sitting in a single player environment and then boom, PvP in a co-op environment. That was phenomenal. I love it. It was great.
Thank you so much.
All right, so in the Dark Zone, you have an opportunity to pull out, you know, some amazing legendary loot from what the developers told me while we were playing, but it's not all. You have to get out of there.
Absolutely. So that's one of the cool mechanics of the Dark Zone, is that all the loot, you have all the best loot in the Dark Zone, but it's also highly contaminated. This is where they early on kept all the dead people, you know, from the pandemic, so there's disease all over. So the idea is that all the legendary loot that you get inside the Dark Zone needs to be extracted, to be decontaminated at your base of operations. So you go, there are several extraction areas in the Dark Zone. You go to the Dark Zone, you shoot off a flare to signal that you need the helicopter, and then you have 90 seconds to go before the helicopter arrives. And during those 90 seconds, it will be telegraphed to all the other players in the area that you're trying to do an extraction. So everybody would know that you're about to leave with some awesome loot, and that's kind of the cue to engage if that's what they want to do.
So it's fight or flight syndrome, kind of?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then there's also going rogue. Can you explain that?
Sure. So if you decide to actually engage other players, other agents, you will be flagged as rogue. That means that everybody in the vicinity knows that you're basically, you know, did something bad. You decided to fight other agents, and there's a bounty on your head. And if they manage to kill you during that time, you get the extra XP.
Okay. is going rogue only available in the Dark Zone, or is that available as well during other parts?
It's only available in the Dark Zone, but it's a very large area. It's the demo, you know, it's like a trade show, pretty condensed. You know, we want to make sure that everybody experienced something nice in those 20 minutes. And when you're playing the game, you could, you know, probably walk a couple of blocks, a couple of streets without meeting any players. Of course, you'll have missions and side missions to do, you know, with the AI. But that's inside the Dark Zone. Then outside the Dark Zone, you can only fight AI.
Okay. Is that something can be disabled?
No. As far as I know, it can't be disabled. It's always the same rules. We think it's important for people to be sure that it's always the same rules in a multiplayer environment. So some people can't turn it off and others can turn it on.
I can see that possibly being some kind of like a ganking thing where people will, you know, continually do that and always be that. Is there a way, and I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe this is something you guys can think about, is there a way to see a history of something or like a reputation of a player to see if they eventually, if they're always going rogue or if they're always a nice guy?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. We're not really ready to talk about that yet in the development, so I can't really comment on it, but... It's a cool idea.
Okay. At the press conference, there was a beta that was announced.
Yep.
Can you give me some more details on what will be available? Will Dark Zone be there as well in the playable beta?
We're not really talking about what will be in the beta. What I can tell you is that it's exclusive on Xbox One in December. Mm-hmm. And then early 2016, it will also be available on PlayStation and PC.
Okay. And can you give me the release date?
March 8, 2016. Yay!
I can't wait. So we're talking next gen and PC, correct?
Yeah, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC.
All right, and if people want more information on The Division, where can they go?
All right, so check out www.thedivisiongame.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much for taking the time out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.